Hi, I'm Maureen Grayo, Head of Marketing and Partnerships at Only a Pavement Away, the charity that supports people looking to rebuild their lives through employment opportunities in hospitality. To date, Only a Pavement Away has placed 706 people into work, adding an approximate value of over £26 million back into society. Welcome to our podcast series, Serving Success, where we'll be exploring how this amazing industry is truly driving change, supporting people to rebuild their lives and adding real value back into our communities. Each month, we'll be catching up with inspiring leaders who have put people and purpose at the forefront of their businesses. So without further ado, we're delighted to introduce this month's guest, David McDowell, CEO at Stonegate Group, the largest pub company in the UK, and of course, very proud sponsors of our entire podcast series. It's great to have you today, David.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, 706. So that's going up a little bit from Monday night.
From Monday, we were at 702. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Every day we're making strides ahead, which is brilliant.
Very good.
It'd be great to just hear more about the kind of people, philosophy and culture across the Stonegate Group.
We are the largest pub company in the UK. And for that reason, we work really hard to make sure that we don't have too much of a big business culture. In fact, quite the opposite. So despite really rapid growth over the years through acquisition, despite having almost 4,500 pubs across the UK, the team have done a brilliant job of maintaining a small company culture as much as we possibly can. And part of that is just having a really clearly defined mission and strategic pillars and values that are really well defined, that our team helped us, that we co-created with our team, that are our guiding principles. Mm-hmm. And one of our key values is that we look after our team because they make the real difference. And that really typifies the Stonegate culture for me. From afar, before I joined, one of the things that I really was impressed and inspired by and admired about Stonegate was this kind of principle of a bar to boardroom culture. Mm-hmm. So our ex-chairman who retired a year or so ago, Ian Payne, was really passionate about that. And it's something that, you know, I was just really inspired by. And that's similar to my career journey. So I didn't do great at university. I had a really good time.
Absolutely.
I didn't do great. And so I do have a degree. And I moved into hospitality when I was 18 and a couple of weeks and started working as a part-time bartender. And just fell in love with the connection that you can create. I didn't realise that at the time, right? I was doing it to work in a pub in Glasgow where some of my friends worked, where you got half price passes for a great nightclub behind it on a Saturday night. That was my entire motivation. But I really fell in love with working in a fast paced, you know, fun hospitality environment where you just create genuine connections for people. And my career just went step by step by step steadily from there to CEO of quite a large pub company. So I'm really, really passionate, as is all of the team at Stonegate, on creating opportunities like that for our people, no matter where they come from, no matter what their background is, no matter what their education has been or hasn't been. And that bar to boardroom culture is just an intrinsically special part of what Stonegate is all about. So that's a really, really important, and we work really hard on that. It's a really, really important part of what we do. So we have a program called Accelerator, which is all about taking people through to general manager. We have a program called Aspirations, which is taking high performing, passionate, talented general managers and turning them into great multi-site managers or area managers for the first time. And there's just, as I was in 8 or so of our pubs last night doing some visits, and when you see people that have moved through the ranks and are on the journey of moving through the ranks, I just find it so inspiring. And, you know, a big part of how we measure success is actually those opportunities that we create for people.
And obviously there is such a large workforce and such a diverse workforce across such a huge estate. So what would you say are kind of the key things to keeping that positive culture alive?
It's a really accessible and inclusive culture. And you know, the way the business was built was acquisition of a number of 12 or 13 acquisitions over a period of time. And therefore, we actually, the team was born out of bolting different teams together. So you end up with a very diverse range of businesses. No one would really know that they were in the Stonegate pub or bar venue. They might recognise one of the fascias or formats, but you know they're probably there because the manager or the publican or the operator's doing a great job. So you get a really diverse business, lots of diverse formats, and alongside that, the byproduct is we get a really diverse group of people who run that business. That's great for creativity and decision making. Some of the best ideas come from our colleagues all over the business. We work really hard on that. And for me, ours should be a business where the kitchen porter gets the same level of respect as the CEO.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. So obviously people are such a huge vital part of the business. What would you say are kind of your top priorities when it comes to actually supporting your teams to make sure that they are happy and they stay with you to drive that, you know, that retention across the business, which is so key?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough time for hospitality. It has been for quite a while. It's really well documented. And therefore, we spend quite a lot of our time trying to remind ourselves and our teams that, you know, it's kind of show business, right? So it's our job to make sure that when people leave the pub or bar or venue that they've popped into, that they feel better than when they initially crossed our threshold. So we do a lot of work with our managers and our publicans and our operators on making sure that they have the time and the space to deliver great hospitality experiences. And that might sound really straightforward. And if you've got one restaurant or two pubs or whatever, then so be it. But actually, when you get to the scale that we're at, it's so easy to let unnecessary process or systems or whatever get in the way of what really, really matters. So I try to lead that from the front as much as I possibly can. I don't spend a huge amount of time in the office. I don't think you can run a pub company from a boardroom. The majority of my time and my leadership team colleagues' time is spent out in trade with our guests, with our teams, with our managers, with our publicans, with our operators, trying to be as close to the action as we possibly can. And I think if we do that, we make great decisions. And those people on the front line, that visibility helps them feel supported. And then we've got a chance of delivering that great hospitality experience. And I think the financial performance comes after that. Like, it's a byproduct of delivering great hospitality experiences and engaging our people to run great pubs, bars and venues.
Absolutely. I think hospitality has such emotion behind it, doesn't it? Whether it's kind of emotional connection between the kind of establishments and your people and your teams, and then also that emotional connection with customers. I think that's what makes hospitality so brilliant. I mean, you're having that emotional impact on people that come to your venues every single day. So what would you say, kind of what role does hospitality play in local communities and creating that community hub?
I was in a couple of our pubs last night. They're, you know, really great City of London pubs, and thinking, I was with our chief marketing officer and we were talking about the fact that those pubs have been there for a long, long time before we got involved, and they are likely to be there for quite a long, long time after we get involved. And it really helps put things into perspective a little bit, because we often worry so much naturally and rightly about last week's sales or last week's P&L, or, you know, is Easter going to be as busy as we would like it to be? And all the things that we get drowned in hospitality and retail. But when you zoom out and think, this pub's been here for, you know, I was in a pub last night that is 180 years old.
Wow.
That pub's still going to be there in 10, 20, 30, 40 years, long after I've stopped being involved in it. And you go, well, actually, all our job is to leave it in better shape than we found it. And I think that just really, really puts the whole thing into perspective. And our business is remarkably simple. As businesses grow in scale, they just get absolutely world-class at overcomplicating things. and especially in the pub sector, it's remarkably simple. And those pubs are woven into the fabric of our society and our communities all over the country. Our mission at Stonegate is bringing people together through a passion for great pubs, bars and venues. And that bringing people together bit is the emotion bit that you were talking about. It's the connection bit that I was talking about earlier on. And I think pubs play a hugely important role in the communities and high streets that they serve. Our craft union business, which is 630 community pubs up and down the UK, are run by local operators who live above the pub and run that pub as a real hub of their local community. Our venues and nightclubs serve student communities, for example, where they're in such an important period of their development and their life and their growth, and we become, you know, part of the fabric of how they spend their time with people who become friends for life. And in our pubs in the high street, where you might go and watch the Champions League last night, you know, we're creating all those little tiny memories, our proper memories. And I'm slightly biased because I spent my life working in pubs and bars. I think that's a different type of connection than you get going into a Sainsbury's or a coffee shop or a, you know, it's just a slightly different thing. And that doesn't mean that what happens in those other retailers or venues isn't important, but there is a level of connection with guests and communities that happen in pubs in particular that is a little bit magic, a little bit special, and completely unique to British culture.
I mean, obviously, with kind of 4,500 pubs across the UK, that's a huge scale and a huge variety of different communities. What would you say are maybe the challenges and the opportunities for such large hospitality brands to really kind of embed in their community and really drive that impact on a local scale?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it has to be intentional. I think we work hard to empower our local teams to feel that they can make a difference locally. To that point, that you wouldn't really go into a Stonegate pub and think, I mean, a Stonegate pub, it's not branded. Mm-hmm. And part of the uniqueness of our pubs is driven by the fact that they are, you know, they are run by a load of really diverse individuals who care about that pub and care about that local community. Our average manager has been with us for just under 10 years. So, you know, they care about that role and it's their life and their livelihood. So allowing that individuality to happen, allowing them to serve their local community, not in a cookie cutter way, but to do things that work for local groups and local events and whatever might be happening in a particular area, and just giving them that level of empowerment to make decisions, I think is really, really important. But alongside that, we harness the scale of the group and do some group-wide activity. We did a really successful thing last year called Serving with Pride. Now, we run the largest LGBTQ plus estate of pubs and bars in the UK, and we're near quite a lot of them right now, but all over the country. And it's a hugely important part of our business. We're so proud of the teams that run that part of our business. But we also wanted to make sure that we could showcase that all of our Stonegate venues, all 4,500 of them, are safe, welcoming and inclusive spaces. So that programme was all about, how do we do that? How do we welcome people in all of our pubs, bars and venues from all kinds of different backgrounds and communities? And how do we raise some money for important national and local charities along the way? So that was a really... it was a really fun thing for our team to do. So I think it's a connect, you know, it's choosing when to harness the scale of being a big business, but also being comfortable to recognise that our local operators, our local managers really know their area and their community way better than we ever will. Craft Union's a really good example of that. We did a thing called Make It a Million this year. And the principle of that was raising £1 million for national and local charities through our craft union pubs, and we just passed that £1 million threshold a few weeks ago. Amazing. And had really good fun celebrating that. And some of that was helping very specific local charities, some of that was helping our group charity, which is the Motor Neuron Disease Association, some of that was helping Only a Pavement Away. And those are some of my proudest moments as a CEO, actually, when you say, as well as running great pubs up and down the country. And our people are pretty busy doing that, right? That's a big old job. For them to then say, we're also going to spend some of our time and energy and focus and creativity and use that to help others is a pretty cool thing. And I think that's absolutely intrinsically part of our team culture.
So it's great to hear, obviously, the story that you, the journey that you've been on from kind of working in the bar at 18 to where you've got now, which is incredible. So what advice would you give to other people, I guess, that are starting on their journey and could be inspired to follow in those similar footsteps?
My advice would be, first of all, I was really fortunate to stumble into hospitality when uni wasn't going so well, because there aren't many sectors where you'd be able to do what I did. And I feel kind of blessed and fortunate for that. And I think the only thing that I did at every step, and I only thought of the next step, I didn't think about, can you get all the way to CEO at any point in time? I always thought of the next step. And I was just really curious. And when I worked with interesting people, I asked them as many questions as I could. Probably was a bit of a pain in the neck. And through that, built great relationships. And those great relationships turned into opportunities to take another step on the ladder along the way. And I still have lots of those connections and relationships from back in the day to this day. So that would be my advice. And luckily for me, it stood me in pretty good stead.
Right. And what would you say are kind of your core goals and your real focuses for the year ahead?
On this podcast, I'm trying not to be... it's bloody hard out there.
Yeah.
Because we all moan about that all the time. Right now the sun's shining, our pubs are busy, and I'm feeling pretty chirpy.
Brilliant.
Our biggest goal is to really to continue to deliver that mission of bringing people together day in and day out and empower our teams to do that. And while the backdrop might feel tough at times, I firmly believe in that point that we talked about, that pubs and bars, venues will still be right in the fabric of society for many, many years to come. So we're working really hard to keep our finger on the pulse, continue to evolve, respond to the way that people are socialising differently, but all under that real banner of bringing people together in the communities that we serve.
Right, I'm going to do a quick fire round of questions now. I'm going to throw your way. So we've got a few questions that we'd really like to ask all of our guests on the podcast. So
let's,
I'm going to start with your first one. What's your favourite thing about hospitality?
So I am I'm a bit of a lightweight. So it doesn't take a lot for me to get slightly tipsy. So whenever I'm visiting our pubs, bars and venues, I tend not to have a beer. So one of my favourite things is actually being out in trades, visiting our pubs and bars, like standing in the corner of the room and watching the magic that our managers and publicans and operators create, and thinking about all of the different things that happen day in and day out across 15,000 people that work for Stonegate that help to do that. So being right at the front, at the kind of front line, and seeing that in action is just one of the most rewarding things for me.
And what's your favourite meal to order at a restaurant?
I'm like a proper Thai food fan. So yeah, definitely first choice for me and Mrs. McDowell would be Thai food. Yeah.
Brilliant. Date night. Thai date night.
Yeah.
What's the best leadership advice you've ever received?
I always try really to be my authentic self as much as possible. I just don't know how to do it any other way. And I think that helps with connecting genuinely with the team, especially when you've got quite a large team. I try and work really hard to shorten the gap between the CEO and the team that are really working, making a difference day in and day out, and use a number of communication methods to do that. I'm going to do two, actually. The most specific thing that is always stuck in my head from someone that I massively admire, I was once told that you find out who your very best people are not when the seas are calm, but when the seas are stormy. And that those are the people that demonstrate the true grit and resilience and character to build teams that really, really make a difference. And I firmly believe that. And some of the best people that I've ever worked with have been people that we've faced into real challenge together and turned it into opportunity.
And if you could have dinner with any figure in the hospitality world, past or present, who would it be?
My choice would be a guy called Keith McNally. So Keith McNally is a famous New York restaurateur. A kind of storied and famous New York restaurateur, best known for a restaurant called Balthazar in Spring Street in Soho in New York. That's the original Balthazar, which is my favourite restaurant on the planet. I love his real incredible passion and attention to detail for delivering like a great hospitality experience. So I'd love to pick his brains on that.
Nice. And describe hospitality in one word.
It's connection for me. So I think that, you know, when I go away back to being a 18-year-old bartender, working out why I was enjoying working behind the bar for the first time, and although I didn't realise it at the time, as I said earlier, I think it was that. I think I realised that just by doing that and then doing everything that I've done since, you get a chance to really connect people. I think pubs and hospitality is like the original social media, and much more fun and engaging. So for me, it's connection for sure.
Brilliant. Oh, it's been such a pleasure to have you on today, David. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here and for your sponsorship of the podcast series as well. Thank you to all of our listeners as well. Please do give us a 5-star review and be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts to be sure that you never miss an episode. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for the next one. See you then.